I didn't know what to expect with the film.
Mm-hmm.
I am beyond impressed with the messaging and the parable and how it's brought to life.
I'm so glad.
Because this, there's something in this film that, for the faith and the faithless.
Exactly. It's a human film.
Very much so. And the story is a very human
story.
Very
human story.
When you wrote the book, and then I'm also curious, you know, in terms of, did you work with the screenwriters at all in the adaptation? But how did you develop the approach that you took? Because this is not a traditional storytelling.
No.
God is not the man sitting up there with the long white hair and the long white beard. It's, you know, a wonderful, warm, and witty black woman.
Yep. Because I grew up with that Gandalf with a bad attitude God. And he was not helpful. And he didn't show up. See, when Mackenzie goes back and he loses it, you know, and in the book it's even stronger. One of the most honest prayers he ever prays is, I hate you and I'm done. Because that God doesn't show up. And from my point of view, that God doesn't actually exist.
Mm.
And so I wanted to write a story for my kids that said, let me tell you, couched in parable, my history and my experience of the God who actually showed up and healed my heart, not the God I grew up with. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm preacher's kid, missionary kid, you know, evangelical, fundamental, the whole thing. And I had a lot of woundedness as a child growing up on overseas and in boarding school and all of that. And it took me a long time to get to the place where I could trust that Jesus actually was a presentation
mm-hmm.
of the God that I grew up thinking was the darkness behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And when that shift over years was into the significance of relationship and the centrality of it, which changes everything. You move from transactional doctrinal stuff into something that's much more about life and
mm-hmm.
and about face-to-face and about brokenness and about working our way, going back to the places we're stuck and dealing with it
mm-hmm.
so that there's a possibility of redemption and hope.